Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
D. Martin, 3 votes. I declare the winner of the 2017 Brownlow Medal, Dustin Martin of the Richmond Football Club.
That was Richmond superstar Dusty Martin winning a Brownlow, a highlight of a glittering career that has also been plagued with off-field issues. But is the Tiger favourite about to give Punt Road the punt mid-season? Sports editor at The Nightly, Ben McClellan, is with me in the studio. Ben, is Dusty riding off into the sunset?
According to his management, no. There was a bit of speculation around from the Melbourne press pack, one journalist in particular, actually, that he understood that Martin was considering, leaving the Tigers and leaving the AFL mid-season. But Martin's camp, his manager, was quick to hose that down today, saying that's definitely not the case and Martin's heart is definitely still in it. He will front up for the Tigers, who are struggling. They've only enjoyed one win over my Sydney Swans. Martin was injured for that. So, yeah, he's been plagued by injuries coming into this season. It'll be unclear how many games he ends up playing and what sort of impact he has. That audio from 2017 was obviously when he was at the peak of his powers, but that does feel like quite a long time ago.
And he has walked away from the game before,
yes,
for his own mental health. And so it's certainly not the boldest prediction to suggest that he could pull a pin mid-season.
Could go north.
Do you think? Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think there's any chance that he might not actually retire as a Tiger?
Yes.
And could, have his last hurrah at a different club?
Yes, he could go off into the sunset and become a Sun.
Like many Victorians have their retirement at the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Well, Damien Hardwick, his former coach at Richmond, we know they're thick as thieves. Hardwick's done well to recruit quite a few former Richmond Tigers to join him up there at the Suns. They've, had mixed results, but have started pretty strongly for the season. So, if they have a better season than Richmond, I'm sure the Suns will throw everything at him, golden kitchen sink included, to get Dusty to come north. It'd obviously be a massive coup. Martin might decide it's a quieter life for him. I mean, he's got a much better chance rocking around the Sunset Strip on the Gold Coast, particularly with all his tats, so he definitely will fit in.
Yeah.
And maybe being a little bit more incognito than he would be around the streets of Melbourne, where, obviously it'd be very difficult for him to go anywhere without being mobbed.
Well, you've led an interesting life when you moved to the Gold Coast for a quieter life. And now let's talk NRL and the cluster that is South Sydney at the moment.
The responsibility the senior players have right now for the coach's future, how do you feel about that?
We all got his back. No one likes winning. No one likes losing, sorry. No one likes losing. And, we're just in one of them patches, mate. We're looking forward and it's all about this next job.
That's Rabbitoh star Jack Whiten speaking today about the dramas at the club. They're 1-5 on the season. The sirens you heard in the background of that grab is probably the Ambos coming to take away Jason Demetriou because his coaching career appears to be on life support if you listen to the Sydney media.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating that within, 24 to 48 hours, it's gone from, speculation that he might be in trouble to essentially who's going to take over by next Monday.
He's gone from sitting on the hot seat to apparently sitting on the ejector seat and people are bashing the button.
So that was Jack Whiten, who's a new recruit to South. He's only come over from Canberra. He's a cousin with Latrell Mitchell. They're very close. They ended up, they got in some strife and were arrested in Canberra and subsequently vindicated during a court case. And, so Whiten was pretty on the defensive, as you would imagine. It was a fairly tense sort of press conference when you're 1-5. Everyone thinks your coach is going to be sacked and you're one of the star players who isn't doing enough. The other thing we learned today was apparently Latrell Mitchell, who was pictured looking quite relaxed at training, has apologised to his teammates over the situation he's put them in. So Latrell obviously has had a host of off-field issues, but on the field he had, a shocker last weekend, some very dangerous conduct in terms of tackling. He ended up with a 3-game ban. So, it's really the worst period that he could be out. Souths are playing Cronulla on the weekend. And, again, as we've said here, there's speculation that if they lose this one, that could be it. But stranger things have happened in rugby league. We are only, you know, 6 or 7 rounds in. And if they were to sack Demetriou after this week, you know, who Ben Hornby, who is an assistant coach there, might take over for the rest of the season. There's talk of Wayne Bennett coming back, Sam Burgess. There's even a bit of talk this morning about Adrian Lamb, who's a former Sydney Rooster, who's coaching in the lower levels, who's pretty keen to have a go. So, yeah, look, it's anyone's game, but I'm sure by the end of the week there'll be at least another 3 or 4 coaches who will be in line to take the job.
And if they lose to the Sharks, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Deary
Blood
me.
In the water.
Blood in the waters indeed. The sports editor of the Nightly, Ben McClellan, thanks as always for giving us an update.
Thank you.